Good afternoon. This is Winging It Podcast. There's something I need to say and really tell you exactly how I feel. Now, this is a platform that I'm able to express myself. I never wanted, you know, it's hard to say something that you really want to say it, but you're afraid exactly how you should receive it. And I think that's something that I feel this podcast, we can do it. We can talk about subjects. The title, our name is Winging It. I think that that's exactly how I feel right now, and especially what's happening now. So let's start. Having said that, so unfortunately, there's been two mass shootings. It's been everywhere in the media. You hear it from Facebook, Instagram, you know, cries and fears and everything what's happened here within the United States of America. Unfortunately, it has become numb. It has become something that we are so used to now. How do we fix it? Is it too late to fix it? Right? That's the really, you know, the question. And the other thing is, like, for myself here, I get really frustrated that I can't do anything about what's happening, right? It's really frustrating. Like, you're crying inside, but nobody's hearing you out. You know, the best way I can describe it, it's seeing a sad dog, right? And he cannot speak. But you feel it. You feel the emotions. You feel everything. It's the same thing. That's what America for me is. It's a sad dog right now that we cannot speak. They cannot have things that we want to say. And so really what's happening now, and I've been seeing a lot of media, there are a lot of either, you know, late shows or CNN or even Fox. I see a little bit of everything. And of course, you know, we as citizens here in the United States, and it could be anywhere, it doesn't really matter. But, we make our own judgment, we make our own thoughts, and we express it how we would like to express it. But, when they say, you know, for example, one thing I was reading here, I think I was watching Noah, and I think it was like a mixture of everything. But, you know, one of the blames they were doing was video games, right? And honestly, I will say, if you're under 19 years old and you're definitely, you know, if either male or female, you're definitely playing a video game. It could be violence. It could be, but that's the point of a video game. That's to express yourself. I mean, not to express yourself, but that's a way to release your stress playing in video games. But putting that as a target to use that, like, okay, that's one of the reasons why there's mass shooting. That is so incorrect. You're making it way, an easy way out to target something that is very, very, it's very, it doesn't even make, you know, it's very, I'm trying to use a good word for that. I'll come back to that. But I just feel like when they say, like, well, they don't shoot across the countries, like video games are playing in Japan more than, you know, Americans. But you know the difference between China and the United States? China or Japan or, you know, European, it's not as a diverse countries or continents. United States, the mixture of everything, and that's what makes us great, right? That's what makes us fantastic to live here on a day-to-day. Opportunities are given to us, but it seems now that it's so scary just to walk out of your house, you know? And that's what I'm saying. Like, I want people to express themselves and to really see exactly what we can do here to make a difference and a change. Now, I myself am Mexican. It's actually an adopted country of mine. I came here, you know, at the age of 2 months, I believe. My parents, you know, came from Mexico to give us a better life, right? To make a better life. But it's come to the point now, which is kind of weird, that I'm more paranoid, you know, going outside my house because you don't know what's out there. And that's what the fear is. It's not like, it's what it used to be, like a little bit, you had a little bit more security, I guess, in your own thoughts. But now when you walk out, you kind of, you know, you're kind of like sizing up everybody up, because that's how this president, this leadership, this everything you have done has changed the perspective where we come from. Now, I'll tell you a quick story. I went to a school here in the state of Delaware, which at that time was mostly white people. In other words, you know, Caucasians. Myself and my brother at that time were the few, like, it was maybe like one or two Mexicans, right? Talking about minority. We were definitely the minority there. Going to a school like that, I remember the first time saying, wow, I never see that many white people in my life. Now that I'm actually in school with these people, I want to learn their culture. I want to learn everything. There was a situation I will never forget. I was going to class one day, and there was some kind of fight, and I forget how I got involved. But there was a woman, this girl, called me a wetback. And I didn't know how to react to that, because it was kind of weird. You know, it was something like, wow, I never knew I was that, you know, to what she told me. And thank you for letting me know who I am, right? From that point on, that security, it's just the back of the mind that we have so much hatred within ourselves. And I think that's something that we need to change. I just want to let you guys know that it is a beautiful country. It is. This would need to be fixed, and it will be fixed. You know, we need to stop Donald Trump to be a president of 2020. We need to change. And now I'm not talking about change within, we need to change within our point of view and change exactly what we need in life. And that's exactly how I feel.